It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 492. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and two ways on Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeNationNet. And don't forget the wiki. There you will find all of the links to all of the past shows and the audio and the show notes. Now, one thing, I had an email about this. I don't know if I'm going to read it tonight. I can't maintain all of the old links. That's a lot of work. As you know, I'm at show 492 here. So show 105, there could be links that don't work. And unfortunately, I don't have time to go back and just keep maintaining them. So some of the old links, you know, they may not work. But you should be able to get to the audio. And if you can't get to the audio, email me and I will help you out. So especially if you have trouble getting the show, some people still have trouble finding me on iTunes or, you know, to actually subscribe. Remember, the main RSS feed for the show, and it's very, very simple. The show feed for the podcast is mikenation.net/feed/podcast. And if you put that into any of your RSS aggregators, you will be able to subscribe to the show. So any program that you're using, that is the best RSS feed for pulling the content. Today, I was trapped in the house because, we'll call it the Snowpocalypse 2014. I can't take it. I don't know about you. I've had enough of this winter. We've had over 52 inches of snow. I know some of you in the chat are probably laughing, saying you got significantly more than that. I know. But we're not used to this. Not this pounding where the ice and the snow just storm after storm just killing us. It puts a strain on your technology where clients who can't get to their office need remote access. I need remote access to do my work. I need to do that whether the weather's good or not. But on days like today, you need a great service for remote access, and that's Instant House Call. Click on the link on my website on the left-hand side and sign up for the free 15 days. And also take advantage of the 20% discount, and that's the Log Me Out discount, because now you can get a tremendous price for your remote access solution. Let's say you have an office where maybe you're doing the IT support for the office and you got three or four computers and you want to be able to remote in it with, you know, because you have snow and ice and you can't get to the office. Well, you can set unattended mode. That's what I was doing today. Working on systems and helping people using the unattended mode of Instant House Call. It's tremendous service. This is the conversation you need to have with your clients, because you have to be able to remotely help them, and they need remote access to their systems. I can't tell you how many have thanked me because either I moved their email to the cloud, so away from that physical server, so if their office was out of power, they still had email. I got 3 thank yous today from clients who couldn't make it to their office, and one of them did not have power, and they were still getting their email. I have a lot of work. I'm going to be away next week on vacation, so that's another thing. There will be no Mike Tech Show next week or no Tech Vets next week. The next Mike Tech Show will be February 27th. So it'll be Thursday night, February 27th. Next week, I am literally going off the grid. No technology. I can't wait. I can't wait to get away from this snow and ice. It's just horrible. And then the fluctuation of temperatures. I'm now, you know, I've had my 2 bouts of colds. The whole family's been passing around, being sick. It's terrible. So one of the things I took advantage of today, because I've been so busy, I had a little stack of referrals that I needed to follow up on. People that have never spoken with me, who were referred to me by other clients. And none of them were emergencies, so I've only had them for like within the last 2 weeks, but I don't want to let them stack up. I got to take care of this. Now I'm away next week, so what I want to do is start scheduling time with these clients or potential new clients. I picked up 3 new clients today. First phone call was someone that their Dell system is dead. It won't boot up. Now, we don't think it's a hard drive problem. It's an older system, and he has a new computer, and he just wants to get his data off. I said, that's a piece of cake. And actually, this is a Dell laptop. So he's going to bring me that Dell laptop. He also has an external drive that he no longer can get data off of. So I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to use my utilities, use some magic, and get those files back. So he's going to drop them off. I'm going to call him when I get back from vacation, and we're going to set up a time for the week of the 24th where he'll drop that off. I'll work on that, get the data off, and then schedule time to go back to his house and restore it all to his new system. Not a problem. Phone call number 2 is a lady who has a home business doing promotional materials like hats and custom shirts and things. And it's funny, I got that referral from my client who does my MHS consulting promotional items and my Mike Tech Show hats, shirts, my MHS consulting jackets and shirts. And this is someone that they are a distributor and they're a friend of his. And it's in just another area outside the city. She lost her IT support because he got a full-time job and he's no longer available to do any help. And I was able to swoop in, schedule an appointment for a couple weeks down the road where I can go out, do an assessment, get a lay of the land of all of her networking needs in her home office, and make that connection. And then now I have a client that I can continue to support. That wasn't the best one. I'm saving the best one for last. Phone call number 3. And I'm batting 1,000 here. Phone call number 3. New client. Just given to me this week. Because they are Macs. She has a MacBook Pro laptop. And a new iPad Air. And she's just lost in being able to use it. She has QuickBooks that needs to be installed on the MacBook. She needs a recommendation for a multifunction printer, which I sent her my Amazon link today so she can purchase it. I'm all set to take care of her the day of the 28th. So not next Friday, but the Friday after. I'm going to be on site. She is setting up a whole new interior design business. So I'm going to sit with her, get her domain, get her set up with her email, probably Google Apps. If not, if she needs Exchange-type hosted services, then I'm going to put her on Sherweb. We're going to set her up. I'm going to get her basic hosting ready to roll, introduce her to my web designer, person I know, that's going to be able to take care of her new website, and then help her get connected with soup to nuts of everything she needs for a home office. This is a home run referral. It's perfect. And I am blessed that I have phenomenal friends and clients that continuously recommend me for business to their acquaintances, friends, because they know I've taken care of all of their needs. They know how I operate. They know I have a fair, good pricing structure. I never take advantage of anybody. I solve all problems and I take care of it. I'm so happy and I can continue to grow my business. It's why I got to get together with Ken in the chat here. Wish I knew in the chat. We got to get together Saturday because I sent out emails today, and Ken's learning this today. He knew we wrote the letter for the email, but I never got a chance to tell him that I sent this out. I spent today sending out emails to all my retainer clients saying that Ken is my backup while I'm away. It's got his cell phone number, and I heard, I would say, from half of them saying, Mike, I'm so glad you're taking some time off. Don't worry about anything. It was a pleasure. I even got some phone calls from one client who didn't know I was going away, and that was like the first time they learned of it on the email, called me up and said, hey, Mike, where are you going? And I told them where I'm going. They said, oh, good for you, man. Get away from this weather. It was so nice. That he also said, look, when you get settled in and you get back, we need to convert the company to hosted exchange services. And I said, you know, two clients are ahead of you. For when I get back, I'm also migrating their email from a server-based email to now cloud-hosted email, because power outages, and the power outages last week were so significant that it impacted businesses here that they had to take a look at their business continuity plans, and they cannot be without email for days. You can't. You just can't. You have to have something in place to be able to get your email. Even if it's a spam filtering service that if your server goes offline and you have no power, at least it can be spooling your mail that you can access it. So you don't have to have complete hosted services, but you need something in front of your physical server that if you lose power, you have to have access. And that's what I wanted to give you some things to think out of the box for your clients and maybe your own business. What happens if your office has no power? How are you getting to your files? How are you getting to your applications? How are you getting to your email? So I have one client that I've already booked, Ken and I, literally the Tuesday night. I get back on Monday night is it Tuesday or Wednesday night? Wednesday night, we are installing software because we're moving their document management system is moving to the cloud. When that moves to the cloud, then we have to change the actual application on all the workstations. So we're going to do that on a Wednesday night. Then that coming Saturday, we have like 15 users where we got to export all their mail from their PSTs. We got to build PSTs from Exchange and upload them to Sherweb to a holding area and then marry them to the accounts, because they're migrating from a physical server to hosted Exchange. And I have to worry about journaling, and I have to worry about their encryption Smarsh service for their encrypted emails. I am so immensely busy. And that's what actually made me afraid to actually start calling new opportunities, because I'm like, where am I going to put them? How am I going to visit these people? But it's just worked out perfectly. I'm also glad that I was snowed in today, because I was supposed to pick up two laptops that now have to be put off to the following week, because those two laptops, they just need cleaning. Again, it's not an emergency. I'm fortunate that I don't have dire emergencies with this business, except for one that I'm going to talk about that I got to visit tomorrow. I had two appointments. I now have a third. And let me tell you this other one. I actually am visiting a new client in the morning, and that I'm migrating data, and of course, I'm going to use Fab's Auto Backup for Tech, and I'm going to migrate all their data from their old system to the new system they bought at Christmas. You know, they got this system for Christmas. Every date that we've scheduled my visit, there has been a massive snowstorm, and we've had to cancel. And again, tomorrow, I don't care how much snow tonight, whatever it takes, I can't cancel them a fourth time. That would be insane. I am doing everything humanly possible to get there tomorrow morning. So that's my first appointment. My second one is a restaurant in Conshohocken. I had a panic phone call today from my client. Now, they're not a retainer client, but they're a good customer. Their point of sale system is no longer connected to the internet. They had a Comcast problem. Comcast came in, did something, and now their point of sale system doesn't connect to the internet, doesn't connect to the network, and they cannot take credit cards. Could you imagine a restaurant? Tomorrow night is Valentine's Day. They are booked solid. They got, I think, on some of them, like three table turns reservations. This is a nice, small Italian restaurant. They cannot take credit cards. So the first thing I did, I said, I don't know if there's any Apple stores open in the area today. I said, you need to get the Square Register service for your iPhone. So at least sign up for that service right away. So now you have a backup. So at least you can take credit cards. You can still enter everything, all the tickets in the point of sale system. But when it comes to the credit card, at least you have a backup. And there's no monthly fee. That was a great idea. Tonight, that was her mission, was to find somewhere's open where she could get that service going just in case something happens tomorrow and I can't fix this problem. The point of sale system, shame on them. Wait until you hear this. When she called, they tried to talk her through it. This is a very non-technical person. And they're trying to talk her through and she doesn't know what she's plugging into and doing. And she says, Mike, I may have made things worse. I said, call them and demand that they send a tech out. You know, they said, we don't have any techs. We only support over the phone. So the person that set up her point of sale system last year, that's it. They do not have any technical support for people to visit the place where they've installed the point of sale system. That's horrible. I can't believe they didn't even partner with somebody local that knows that POS system that can go. I don't know the POS system, but I know the networking. So I am going to make sure that everything's connected and working tomorrow. I will take care of that, get that working during lunchtime tomorrow, and hopefully have everything set for them for the dinner crowd. Now, after that, down, luckily not far away from there, but down the street, I have to go to financial advisors that want remote access to their desktops. That's easy, installing the remote access software for them so they can remote in when they get days like today where there's just so much snow that can't get to the office, but you want to get to all your data. I am going to take care of that. That's my Friday. And then it's just Saturday and Sunday planning for going away Monday. And then I am going to forget about technology for a week. So as I'm getting ready for my trip, I want to be able to watch some movies that I download and I need to be able to get them to work either on my Samsung tablet, which I think I've decided to take, or my iPad Air. And I wasn't sure, so I wanted to make sure I can convert. I've got this format that I've never seen before. It's a .ts. And it plays in Windows Media Player, and it's great. I have been searching for a program where I can easily convert any video format to a format that I want. And the first link, and I have no ties to this or nothing, I just did a bunch of Googling and read some reviews, and it's HD Format Converter, and it's ACROK. ACROC HD Video Converter. It worked. I took some episodes of Sherlock, the season 3, and I haven't caught up, and the 3 episodes, and I figure I got, you know, some nice plane rides to and from the area. So I figured, I want something to be able to view, but I got to get it onto a format that I can view on my tablets. And that worked great. And it was $39. Used that today, converted the videos. It was fast. It took advantage of my NVIDIA card for acceleration. And it was very, very quick. It took about 20 minutes to do a 2-hour video. So for $39, check that out. That's pretty cool. Now, this week, I received my digital version of my Maximum PC magazine. And I've talked about the two digital magazines that I still subscribe. It's Maximum PC and PC World. They're the only two, and I look forward to them every month. I read them, try to stay up on some of the latest things. I thought I would share one of the articles in March, places to get good deals for shopping. And some of them I've heard about, some of them I didn't. So I want to just quickly go over these, and they'll all be in the show notes. So the first one is a very popular site, but I got to admit, I haven't been regularly looking at it, and it's slickdeals.net. Every day you will see great deals, and you know some aren't so great, you know, but you might find that gem of that inexpensive, you know, maybe it's that Malwarebytes Pro for $10, or you find that DVD for $1 or something, you know, I don't know, you know, a great monitor. Now, here's another one, and it's called cheapassgamer.com. That's another site. I got to admit, I've never been to there, but you can get some, supposedly some great prices on games. And then we have Reddit, reddit.com. And that's another place that's very similar to slickdeals.net. And these are all things to, I think you should add bookmarks to your browser. You should have a category of great deals sites or cheap sites or best deals. Here's another one called Deal News, DEALnews.com. And now we can't have websites without, for great buys, without talking about coupons to get discounts to some of your favorite online sites. Now, I'm always leery of this because if you start searching coupons, you better be using Woot, and that's Web of Trust, where when you start searching for the word coupon, you wouldn't believe how many bad sites are there that could, if you click on them, you would get immediately infected your system, and you need to be able to warn you and block those sites, and that's where Web of Trust comes in. You should install Web of Trust for every one of your browsers. Now, what are some good coupon sites that you can rely on that are trusted? One is fatwallet.com. That's one. And another one that I use, and I was glad to see this in the mentioned in Maximum PC, and it's RetailMeNot. So www.retailmenot.com. That's another site where you can find some good coupons and for online shopping. We all want to save some money. That's one to keep. And the last coupon site to add to our bookmarks, and that's couponpredator.com. I think from all of you, you've heard of some of them, but maybe you've not heard of all of these sites. So hopefully there's a couple sites here that become gems for you that you haven't heard of before that you can add to your bookmarks. So I wanted to get you some great bargains. Uncle Al just added one. I like Ben's Bargains. So that's bensbargains.net. Thank you. Love hearing from you. And that leads into exactly what I wanted to say, which is, what sites did I not mention that you get great deals from and you can save money? Let me know, and I'll make sure to mention them in a section in the next show. So send me an email, and I will cover that. Let's get to some email here. This is from Raul, and it's about show 237. Boy, that's going way back. Really enjoy and look forward to hearing your podcast. I find your show very interesting and rich in content. Thank you. I also love the music. You know, I haven't played any music in the shows for a while, so I got to make sure I'll have to start coming up with some more music. Well, he's looking for this icon restored link from show 237, and the direct link doesn't work. You know what, Raul? I'm going to have to look that up and see. Maybe they just went, the site went dark and they don't have it anymore. I'll look into that for you. As I said in the beginning of the show, I just don't have the time to go through all these links. Now, if you point a particular one out and I get a chance, I'll try to find out if they still have a site around and I will get back to you. This is from Bill, and it's about Repair Shopper. And I've received a personal email from them apologizing where they had a very aggressive person who was took my lead and started tormenting me. And remember, I talked about Repair Shopper and said, you know, they could have the greatest ticketing system in the world, but their guerrilla marketing tactics in tormenting and just literally torturing me with the phone messages and the calls, I couldn't take it anymore. And I slammed them horribly in my show and said, you know, don't go to them at all. They took the time and apologized and said they no longer have those tactics. So I hope that that's true. And this is a follow-up from Bill, who does not work for them. Like you, I don't react well to heavy-handed sales tactics. I signed up in about October 2013 and did not have the same experience. However, I'm in the UK on different time zone. The only emails I got were how to configure the system and answer answers to direct questions. Well, that's how it should be. I had, in fact, been talking to them about sponsoring Tech Vets, as they had asked me how I thought they could improve marketing. And I told them about the shows, but told them you would only allow them to be sponsors if you saw the value of their product. Maybe as a result of this, they were a bit over-enthusiastic in following up with you. You know, that's possible. Check with Carrie. I did message him on Facebook in 2013. I moved from M Help Desk to Repair Shopper. They both offer very similar products. However, I have to say Repair Shopper, they're far more easier to deal with and take your suggestions on board for improving the product. What I especially like is they have built-in emailing facility for automating emailing clients as a result of using this just a simple email, while Good Wishes at Xmas has produced new business from existing clients. Robert emailed me to ask my Facebook on your comments and your own experience. Regards, Bill. Bill, thank you for the follow-up. And I got to admit, I received some emails from Repair Shopper that I haven't followed up on. I do remember an inquiry into advertising. The problem is, Carrie and I haven't used the product, and we really got to spend time to use the product and before we're going to start recommending it and having them as a sponsor. Carrie and I have to believe in it. Unless you're a listener and you purchased the sponsorship of the show, which we have some special ways for you to just sponsor one show, and that really helps support the show. So that's different than being just an ongoing regular sponsor with a product. And it's certainly a product that we got to evaluate. But I will, given their follow-ups and their concerns about their marketing tactics, I'm very happy to hear that they've changed their tactics, because one of the things you don't want to do is once they get your email to be hounded. And especially when you get a client's phone number, that's precious, where they've given up a phone number to you. And now, for you to abuse that when you have that phone number, that's wrong. I gave a phone number, which is my business, which forwards to the cell phone. And to be attacked every day, I thought was just incredibly wrong. I know they stopped since then. I may give them another chance now. So let's see. But thank you for the follow-up. This is from Kim. Quick comment on SpinRite. Hi, Mike. Heard you talk about SpinRite for recovery on your last show. I think you should know that you can use it to maintain your hard drive also. Best regards from your biggest fan in Norway. Kim, thank you very much. This is from Eric. Microsoft Safety Scanner. This is another link I'm going to have in the show notes, and I have not used this. We need some feedback on this. Could you discuss the program and its uses? It's the Microsoft Security Scanner. I found this program by accident and really not sure what it does. You know what? I haven't had a chance to use it either, Eric. So need some feedback and reviews of the Microsoft Security Scanner. This is from Rob, and it's about the power outage. Hey, Mike, I'm glad you have a generator and hope you get your power back soon. I live in Kansas, and we had an ice storm about 5 years ago, and we were without power for 6 days. Luckily, my wife's parents did not lose power, and we were able to stay there. We just had a snowstorm dump almost a foot of snow here, and our city did a terrible job of clearing the streets because they ran out of salt to treat the roads because they did not plan ahead. They plowed some of the major streets and put sand down, but that still makes travel horrible. Great show, Mike. Having a show when you are running on a generator shows great dedication. That was from last week. Thank you, Rob. I was prepared tonight to do a show on generator on generator if we had to. Had the gasoline ready, generator ready, and knock wood, that didn't happen. So very glad to have full power here. This is from Angry PC. I have a client who is adding employees and new Macs to a business that used to have only one Mac. The Mac had all the important files on it, thousands of them. And trying to share that directory with other Macs and a few Windows machines, I ran into all kinds of permissions and inheritance issues. So when I saw that they had a brand new Lacy network drive, I thought, oh, problem solved. So the problem is this. The network drive cured the ownership issues, but the Mac users in the office rely on Spotlight search to find files in the directory. Ah, and I moved to the NAS. In fact, they often use the content search function in Finder because they only remember aspects of what they are looking for instead of actual files. Spotlight is not indexing the mounted NAS drive. And I thought you or someone in the community might already have the answer to this. Thanks again, Mike, and hope you're staying warm and safe. Thank you. This is a great idea, and I really, really, really need some help here. How do we index for Spotlight on the Mac NAS devices? This is a great question. I do not have the answer, and Angry PC, it's the only name I have here, I will do my best to find an answer so we can get that to you. Well, I ask, and I get the answer. Winston Wolf in the chat, thank you very much. He sent me a link to an Apple discussion on this very issue on how to index a NAS drive for Spotlight. So Angry PC, I'm going to email you this link, and I'm going to also make sure it's in the show notes. And this is just another reason why I love doing this show live with the chat room, where we often get solutions and get answers to questions that I'm talking about, and we don't have to wait for another week to get some of the answers. So the interaction with the chat is phenomenal, and thank you so much for that. Remember, if you're purchasing anything from Amazon, and share this link with friends and family. You guys have been doing a tremendous job in using my Amazon link, and that's amazon.micnation.net. Your price is the same, but a commission comes back and helps support the Mike Tech Show, and it keeps gas for that generator, keeps the lights on, keeps the show going. Thank you so much for all of your support and for using my Amazon link. Remember, and I'm calling around to get the venue. The meetup is Saturday, March 22nd, and that's show 500. Carrie Holzman will also be out from Arizona, and it's a tech vets meetup. And I've already been hearing back from a lot of you, so it's great. Let me know if you're attending so I get a good count so I can, it's going to be easier for me to know how much beverages and food to make arrangements for and the size of the room. So it'll really help me if I know how many are attending. So thank you so much and stay warm, stay safe. And I will be back for the next Mike Tech Show Thursday, February 27th. Thank you so much. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.